It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. Every Tuesday, Current State spends a few minutes exploring environmental news and issues. Today, we look at a recent University of Michigan study that's generating disagreement in the biofuel community. For years, many environmentalists and researchers have pointed to the benefits of burning corn ethanol, for example, instead of gasoline or other fossil fuels. The crops are renewable, of course, and better for the environment. But a study released last month by our next guest and his colleagues at the University of Michigan casts doubt on that environmental claim. To explain, we welcome Dr. John DiCicco. Mr. DiCicco is a research professor at the U of M Energy Institute in Ann Arbor. In the past, he's been a lecturer and clinical professor of natural resources and the environment at U of M. Dr. DiCicco, welcome.
Good to be with you this morning, Mark.
You studied a 9-year period from 2005 through 2013 when biofuel use grew quite noticeably. And the takeaway from your study contradicts what many people have said for years is a key advantage to biofuels, namely that burning biofuels as opposed to fossil fuels lowers the quantity of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. And what's at the center of your study is this principle of CO2 uptake. So before we get into what exactly you found, just explain in the simplest terms you can just the basic principle of CO2 uptake.
Sure, Mark. Well, when plants grow, they pull CO2 from the atmosphere. That's called photosynthesis. Plants are really the basis of the food chain on Earth. When they grow, they make carbohydrates by using sunlight and water plus CO2, and you end up with simple sugars that they build into carbohydrates that they can then build into plant proteins and fats and the structural material, tree fibers, bark, corn stalks,
okay,
bean pods. So all of that is carbon that used to be in the atmosphere that's been converted by the plants into some form of what we call biomass.
And you found that the CO2 uptake was not able to keep up with biofuel emissions. As simply as possible, talk to us about that.
Sure. First of all, it's important to remember that when you burn a biofuel, such as ethanol instead of gasoline or biodiesel instead of diesel in a truck, you're burning a carbon-based fuel. Carbon, in many ways, is the fuel of life. We burn carbos for energy. Cars and trucks burn carbon-based fuels for energy. And anytime you burn a fuel that has carbon in it, you emit CO2. And so the amount of CO2 that comes out of a tailpipe when you use a biofuel instead of a fossil fuel doesn't differ. I mean, it differs based on little chemical differences, but not more than about 1% or 2%. So in short, if biofuels have a benefit for the climate, it's not when they're burned. It's not at the point where they're consumed and they emit CO2 into the atmosphere at the same rate as the fossil fuels. They only have a benefit if they pull CO2 from the atmosphere more quickly than it's already being pulled from the atmosphere by plants growing on land. And that's what I mean by the CO2 uptake factor. CO2 uptake, like I explained, refers to photosynthesis, and on a farm field, it represents how quickly CO2 is being pulled from the air into the growing biomass, whether that's a corn plant or a soybean plant or just normal grass or trees or whatever.
Your study has generated a lot of criticism and disagreement here in the biofuels community. I mean, it's one thing to say that not all the greenhouse gases from biofuels are absorbed, but I take it it's another thing to say that it's even worse than using gasoline, and you have said that. Is that indeed a takeaway from your study?
Yes, it is.
Can you help us understand that, please?
Sure. What my study does is actually rebuts, or shall we say falsifies, the assumption about CO2 uptake that has been made in all the prior studies about biofuels, all the studies that claimed that biofuels are better than fossil fuels because they simply recycle CO2 from the atmosphere. So all these studies were done with computer models, and baked into those computer models was an assumption that you could fully and completely credit all of the CO2 uptake on the land growing the crops used to make biofuels against those emissions that occur at the tailpipe when the biofuels are burned. What I did differently was say, well, wait a minute. If a cornfield is already pulling CO2 from the air when that corn is being harvested for cattle feed, for corn chips, going into our food system, however it might go into our food system, just because you then shift some of the harvest to make biofuels, have you speeded up how quickly the corn crop is pulling CO2 from the air? No, you haven't. And so I then went to the field data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and over the period that you mentioned, from 2005 through 2013, I looked at the data on crop growth and yields. I converted that to carbon uptake, which is really just a chemical calculation based on the composition of different crops, and I found that the amount of CO2 pulled out of the air over this period only amounted to 37%, just a little more than a third of the CO2 that was emitted when the biofuels were burned, instead of covering 100% of those emissions. And that's a huge difference, and that difference is enough to shift biofuels from looking like they're a benefit to the climate to looking like they're worse than just burning gasoline.
How about that? Now, could another credible researcher take the same deep dive that you took into this ag data? You looked at Department of Agriculture crop data. Could another credible researcher come to a different conclusion than you did?
No. No, my analysis conceptually was actually quite straightforward. What's different is I'm the first one to use the data to actually explicitly do the accounting rather than making assumptions about it.
You have taken, what do you make of the criticism here? I mean, we've got Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy, which is a mm-hmm. biofuels or company, citing a study from the Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory showing that ethanol is an earth-friendly biofuel that reduces greenhouse gas emissions by an average of 34% over their lifestyle. Score says the latest reports are just another desperate attempt to discredit the nation's most successful clean energy program. Really divisive study that you've come up with here.
Well, the folks at Growth Energy and many other interests and companies, and including the folks at Argonne National Laboratory who do these computer models, are relying on a form of computer modeling that my work, and not just my work, other scientists over the last few years have fundamentally discredited. So they're citing essentially their own studies, studies that have been done for years and years, making an assumption that is not borne out when you look at what's going on actual cropland.
Is that the critical difference here, then? It's the difference between a computer model and actual data.
Absolutely.
Now, you've taken heat
from... All
of
this debate for years has been based on computer modeling, assumptions about kind of an idealized world in which biofuels were completely carbon neutral. The models represented a situation as if the corn that was used to make biofuels had been a desert beforehand, that there was no photosynthesis going on. And that's simply not true in the real world. So they unfortunately have been caught up in an imaginary world of computer models for years and years and years that sadly has shaped public policy.
You've taken heat from people over this study who say it's not credible because the work was underwritten by the American Petroleum Institute. What do you say to those critics?
Well, I think the fact that the work was underwritten in part by the Petroleum Institute does raise some eyebrows. On the other hand, this was a study that I proposed to them. I've been doing work on this subject for many years, and my core mathematical results before I went to the field data that pointed to similar conclusions were done long before I obtained the funding from API. And the funding from API was done under a standard university contract, protects academic freedom. There was no restriction on what we should or should not say in the study. So really, the analysis is completely my own.
We want to thank Dr. John DiCicco. He's a research professor and at the University of Michigan Energy Institute in Ann Arbor. We've been talking about his recent study, which finds that the advantages of biofuels are much overestimated here, and he actually goes so far as to claim that burning gasoline may be better environmentally than biofuels. Dr. John DiCicco, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Current State discusses Michigan's environment every Tuesday. Our segments and others about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and at wkar.org.